The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As you will have heard in the news headlines today, the Cabinet discussed possible future restrictions on dogs, certain dogs and dog breeds in this country. With me to continue that discussion, the Fianna Fáil Senator Erin McGreehan. Senator, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have, along with some of your colleagues, I understand, a suggestion as to what we could do from a policy point of view in this regard. What is it?
So today I've been working on a bill over the past couple of years in relation to dog control and how we would, you know, I suppose, streamline some of the legislation and also enhance our legislation. And my bill that thankfully the government accepted today was a bill that would, you know, call for increased resources and powers for dog wardens, to strengthen the role of local authorities in their ability to monitor and control dogs, mandatory maintenance of dog licensing databases accessible by local authorities, and also the introduction of dog control notices and a more clearer definition of effectual control. I suppose that's the highlights of my bill. It's not the be all and end all, and it doesn't cover you know other very topical issues at the minute in relation to banning certain breeds or certain types of dogs. I suppose my bill preempted a lot of the discussion, but I suppose the rationale originally when I began working on this bill was because I'm from a farming background. It was about the dogs' attack on livestock. And I grew up with quite regularly dogs attacking, you know, my own family farm sheep and my neighbour's sheep and you know, killing sheep, maiming sheep. And as a consequence, as many sheep, you know, whatever, miscarried their lambs. And it is incredibly disturbing sight when you walk into it, when you come into a field and you see that destruction. So coming from that rationale, but it is really, really topical, unfortunately, at the minute. So my bill was... It's a practical bill, but it's a very important bill. And I hope that the stakeholder group will look at it. Minister Humphreys today said that they absolutely would and take from it in relation how we do this part of dog controlling. It's dog control. Yeah. It's not got to do with banning. It's not got to do with dog welfare. It's not got to do with dog breeding, which are all other really important issues that this bill doesn't cover.
Yeah, no, and listen, there's a whole separate conversation being had about banning and how far that should go. And it's a conversation we've had and will continue to have, unfortunately,
absolutely,
in light of recent events in the show. But just in terms of what you were talking about, dog control, I mean, what practical changes might your bill bring about? Just imagine a dog owner out there listening to it and they just wonder what will change, or somebody maybe who has had animals bothered on farms by neighbouring dogs.
Well, in relation to farming and livestock, what my bill would introduce would be that a landowner would be able to restrict dogs in a prescribed manner. And that would be that there would be a sign on the gate and says dogs are prohibited from this land, and it would be an offence to allow your dog onto the land. For instance, in the Cooley Mountains, we have commonage land. It's not public land, it's farmland. And, you know, local farmers ask dog owners not to bring dogs onto farmland. But there is no legal way of prohibiting dogs. And dogs are dangerous to other animals. And I'm sure on many radio stations we've heard, you know, dogs going missing for days and miraculously being found.
Yeah.
But that dog was missing for days, going to survive in the wild. It's an animal, and potentially it killed other animals to survive. So it's not just a lovely story about a dog.
And I'm not to cut across you, not to kind of belittle the importance of the issue, but just practically speaking, again, how would that work? You know what I mean? If the dog has gone roaming for a few days and then turns up back at home, who's to say what dog killed what animals?
I suppose it's the cause and effect of it. So you'll be able to put this legislation into place that there is actually a legal requirement that your dog is banned. So first off, it would be illegal in these prescribed areas. Then second off, that there would be, you know, increased dog warden, increase resources to our dog wardens, more dog wardens. And then there are... In my bill, there is a clear, you know, way to, you know, to look at if you have, you know, two dog control notices upon you, you don't get a dog license in future. I think dogs are really precious.
And also kind of like penalty points or three strikes and you're out type idea.
In a way, because if you don't control your dog, if you don't respect your dog to control it, because it is an animal, I think, you know, there should be legislation in that. And my bill does mirror a lot of the Scottish legislation.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, about, you know, a new definition, an actual definition of what effectual control is.
I think lots of people listening would like to extend it and issue penalty points for dogs defecating all over the pavement when they don't pick up after them.
Absolutely. And that is another thing. Yeah, absolutely. And that's,
but I just wonder, enforcement is probably the big hurdle, though, you'd have to jump across, isn't it? Again, imagine that kind of foxhound that's been loose up the Cooley Mountains for a few days. It's going to be hard for a dog warden to catch it.
Well, I suppose if a dog warden can catch it, but a farmer can catch it, and if it's microchipped, if it's licensed, then we can find out who the owner is. And it is about implementation of our current legislation, making sure that our dog wardens and our local authorities are resourced. We have nearly half a million dogs in this country. They're a huge population. One in four households have one or more dog. And I think it's absolutely important for us as a government to step up and to protect responsible dog owners and those people who actually look after the dogs, and actually encourage, enforce irresponsible dog owners to come within the realms of the law. And it has been in regulation since 2019 to microchip your dog. But okay. Yet, for dog licensing,
yeah.
It's not a requirement, it's an option. So there has to be more control in these situations. As I said, this is about increased powers, increased resources, but it's not about banning dogs. It's not about removing dogs from public spaces. My bill also provides that local authorities should absolutely be encouraged and supported by government to create dog parks and let dogs run with others, play with others, as done elsewhere in Europe.
Yeah. Fianna Fáil Senator, on that note, Fianna Fáil Senator Erin McGreehan, Senator, thanks a million for joining us on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.